Man, we are still in the preseason, and I told y'all I try not to overreact too much with some things in the preseason. But Giannis looks like he's added another layer to his game, and it's such a Giannis thing to do to come off of winning a championship and come back even better than you were the previous season. And it's preseason, I know, try not to overreact, but it looks like this man might have a jump shot, at least a competent one. That is respectable, because in preseason he's been shooting all types of jumpers, mid-range pull-ups, three-pointers off the dribble. He's been lighting it up in preseason, and it's something that I just got to show you all so y'all can see it for yourselves. Because if this man becomes a good jump shooter, it might be over with for the NBA. It might be over with for the NBA, man. I'm sorry, it might be. But before we get into showing Giannis's improved jump shot, be sure to leave a like. Subscribe to this channel if you are new. It helps out the channel a bunch. I'm trying to turn this into something big, and I can't do that unless y'all leave likes and subscribe. It will mean a lot to me, and you know, you can say that she was one of the day ones, so go ahead and do that. And now let's get into Giannis's newly found jump shot. So I mean, like, just look at this, man. Like, Giannis pulling up with ease. His form looks a lot cleaner, man. He doesn't have that nasty hitch with his elbow out. It's a lot straight up, a lot more pure than it was, you know, just even last season. And he's doing it off the bounce. This is what he did the other game against the Jazz. But he's been working on that little post one-legged fadeaway, and he's become pretty nasty with it. You can see here, shot looks a lot more fluent. And I can show you all the game from the Jazz as well. That was from House of Highlights. Shout out to them. But shout out to Halftime Hoops. Y'all know who we really rocking with. Giannis, he looks a lot more smooth, man. He looks a lot more smooth. You could tell right there. Real smooth. I'm just saying, man, if he translates this into the regular season, it might be over with. If he translates this into the regular season, it might be over with, man. It really might be over with. And then this three-pointer at the end is like confidence. Confidence, man. Confidence is through the roof. Look, like we said, it's preseason. We are a few days away from the regular thing, so maybe we'll see him Tuesday night, opening night of the season, when they raised the banner in Milwaukee, and he comes out and shoots like over 5 from 3. And we're like, aw, it didn't really mean nothing. But Giannis is the type of dude, we've seen him progressively get better each season of his NBA career. He's only like 26, 27 years old. I don't even think he's hit 27 yet. Like, he's still relatively young, just entering like his true prime. And he's already done so much already. And if he adds this layer to his game, there's not really much that you could say that he can't do offensively. There's not really much. I mean, he can get to the basket at will. He can play make too, which is, you know, something that's been added. And he's slowly added in some, you know, moves to his game. His bag has gotten a little bit deeper. Like we mentioned, the post fade. He added that last season, and it was becoming very effective as the season went on, especially in the postseason. And now if he adds just being able to, you know, shoot off the dribble, you know, being an effective three-point shooter, there's not much that you can do with this man offensively, if anything. It signifies, like, remember in game 6 of the finals, he shot like 17 for 18 from the free throw line or something like that. Like, he shot ridiculous from the foul line. And that's just something that, you know, he really improved on, you know, throughout that series. And it shows you, like, if he shoots that high of a percentage from the foul line, he's scoring like 50 points in a closeout game. Like, that's just how talented Giannis is. Either way, though, the Bucks are still going to be one of the best teams in the league. Giannis is still going to be one of the best players in the league, whether he can shoot a jump shot or not. But if he adds this, it just adds another layer to his game, to the Milwaukee Bucks on the offensive side of the ball. And it's just like, how do you game plan for, you know, what he brings to the table if he's a competent jump shooter now? That shows you, if you put in the work, man, you should be able to become a competent jump shooter. Me and my dad had this discussion last night. And we kind of went back and forth on it. And I was basically saying, like, I think if you put the work in, if you put the time in, you should be able to become a competent jump shooter. A competent one. Not Steph Curry, but a competent jump shooter. Brooke Lopez back in the day was an all-star, but he was a back-to-the-basket big. Didn't really shoot outside of, like, 15 feet. Then all of a sudden, you fast forward, like, 10 years later, he's Splash Mountain. He's shooting three-pointers at a pretty good clip, and he's an effective outside shooter. And we've seen that so many times with a lot of different players. Blake Griffin went from somebody that was just, you know, mid-range and into being an effective, you know, league-average three-point shooter. And there's a lot more examples that you know, I could put out there. There's plenty of examples. I just think if you put in the work, man, you have the ultimate time. You know, you're an NBA player. This is your job. You have the ultimate time to put in the work. It might not happen overnight, but eventually, as Giannis, you know, can tell, he's dealt with the issues of, you know, airballing free throws and airballing three-pointers and all that. And he's not afraid. He keeps working. He keeps going. And that's just what, you know, some guys should probably think of, like, when they are trying to round out their games. It's definitely possible. It's not impossible to be a nicely well-rounded player. And, you know, jump shooting, some guys don't have it early on, which is, it happens. Some guys don't have it early on. But Jason Kidd became a top five three-point shooter by the time he retired. And he's somebody that came into the league, could not shoot a jump shot. Rajon Rondo became a league average three-point shooter as his career has progressed. Like, it's possible. LeBron James has become a very good jump shooter. When back in the day, that was the big knock on his game, was that he could not shoot, you know, the jumper. So it's like, it's possible. It is definitely possible for guys to become good jump shooters. Take a notebook. Take a page out of Giannis's notebook, because he's put in the work, man. And like I said, that's just a Giannis-ass thing to do, to come off of winning a championship and potentially look even better than you did the year before. If he does this, man, the Bucks are going to be, they're going to be right there battling with the Nets, the Miami Heat. You can tell that, like, I'm just ready for some real basketball, because we're talking about Giannis shooting jump shots in preseason games. We're talking about that. I could have overreacted to the Lakers going, like, 0-6 in the preseason, but that seems like too much clickbaity stuff, because I'm not worried about the Lakers at all. I'm not worried about them at all. Like, preseason for veteran teams doesn't really mean that much. But it's good to see, you know, Giannis being comfortable, looking more fluent on his jumper in the preseason. I think that's something that can translate. And there's some other things that I've seen this preseason that I think can also translate. Talked a lot about the Chicago Bulls. I think that's the main thing. That's one of my biggest takeaways. I like what I've seen from the Bulls. I think they can translate what they did in this preseason into the regular season. And, man, Tuesday night cannot come fast enough, man. But there's still, you know, a lot of storylines, man. I mean, I might have to talk about Zion, because he's going to miss the beginning of the season. There's definitely some more videos that we got to get out. I wanted to get this one out, though, because Giannis is looking scary if he becomes a good jump shooter. That's all I'm going to say. But once again, thank you all for tuning in. Leave a like, subscribe, helps out a ton. And I'm out. Peace.